From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Green. The Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, has become one of the hottest topics in the Farm Bill. As negotiations resume, Harvest Public Media's Will Bauer reports Democrats aren't willing to budge on possible cuts to the program.
In debt ceiling negotiations last year, congressional Democrats agreed to raise work requirements for those who qualify for SNAP. That had been a priority for some Republicans. But some GOP representatives are making the push again. Democratic Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that's bad policy. Instead, he'd like to make small increases and avoid big ones.
It's much better to, over time, adjust it accordingly in small increments so that families who need the help get the help and get appropriate help.
Congress extended the Farm Bill last fall. It will expire this September. The House Agriculture Committee is scheduled to vote on first proposals later this month. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Will Bauer.
In a newly released report, a state panel has found that fentanyl deaths among Missouri babies, toddlers, and teens spiked this year. According to the Missouri Department of Social Services, the number of child fentanyl deaths has doubled. The department convened a panel called the Fentanyl Case Review Subcommittee, who reported that social workers, quote, missed warning signs and left vulnerable children at risk, as fentanyl became a main driver of U.S. overdoses. It also described a lack of substance abuse treatment options and inconsistencies in drug testing. The panel recommends updating certain policies and practices and the need to remove children out of environments in which there is a potential for drug exposure. A bid to raise Missouri's minimum wage could go before voters later this year. A group has submitted more than 200,000 signatures to boost the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. It would then tie the minimum wage to inflation after 2027. Richard Von Glahn is with the group seeking to pass the initiative. He says the measure could receive support because it also would provide workers with earned paid sick leave.
And we don't think anyone should ever really have to choose between their paycheck and taking care of their own health or their family's health. But when you don't have paid time off, a lot of times you have to do that.
Missourians can expect to know later this summer if the bid makes the ballot. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports farmers in the Midwest and Great Plains are planting much less floral hemp than they were 2 years ago. According to Harvest Public Media, the smaller numbers may actually be a good thing. Rather than floral hemp, farmers are finding a stronger footing in industrial hemp, which is often used for manufacturing goods like building materials or textiles. The Illinois Department of Agriculture says the initial enthusiasm for growing hemp may have outrun infrastructure to process and sell the crop, and could indicate a stabilization and recovery for the industry. It also may be indirectly helped by President Joe Biden's recent announcement that he plans to loosen restrictions on marijuana. Cannabis is currently regulated as a Schedule 1 drug, but Biden plans to move it to Schedule 3. Some hemp experts say that may help consumers feel safer buying hemp products. I'm Lauren Green, KBIA News, Columbia.